regular season series. Where does this thing rank in your career?
Well, it was a big one. I mean, I think if you can, anytime you can cap off a sweep of a great team like the Yankees, it's huge. And where we're trying to go, you got to win ball games, win series. We were very happy with winning the series yesterday, but you can see with the energy we came out with today, like that wasn't enough. So it's just great to see us playing good baseball, playing hard. Like I said, we beat a really great team that's playing good ball too.
What is the statement that this sweep does toward the rest of the league?
Well, I think we're better than what we've shown so far in the first half. We're getting healthy. We got some arms. And we still have a long ways to go as far as health-wise with some of our arms. We got some other guys that come in too. So I think it's just, like I said, there's a lot of games left. It's hard to get too caught up into it. But I think it was a lot of fun playing them because the fans were really into it. We were really into it, so it was really fun.
How fun is it to watch Paul DeJong do Paul DeJong things?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's great to see Paul. I mean, ever since he's been up, he's been hitting the ball hard. I mean, honestly, he's playing good, but he could be playing better. I mean, he's lined out a lot since he's been back up, man. But we need him. He knows it, and it's great to see Paul playing like we know he can.
When he rejoined the team in D.C., there was kind of a moment where he was coming onto the bus, and you guys had not seen him, and then you guys were gave an unbelievable greeting.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, I mean, we just love Paulie. I mean, we love him, man. He's an awesome dude, great teammate. And when we saw him in Washington, we were all pretty fired up. You know, we're like, there he is, man. You know, that's our shortstop. So we're just happy that he's playing well, and we need him. We need him to play well, and he knows it. And you can tell that he's worked really hard, and he's happy to be back.
How about your day 3 hits? You're seeing the ball well. What's going right for you?
I'm just trying to hit the ball hard, you know, and, you know, trying to hit some mistakes over the plate. I think, you know, the hits I got today were just mistakes over the plate, and I didn't miss them. And that's, you know, that's how you got to hit up here. You got to be able to hit mistakes, and I was fortunate enough to do that.
How about the
fans? Oh, the fans are great. I mean, just the energy in this ballpark the last 3 days has been unbelievable, including the Cubs series, too. It's been unbelievable, and we need them. We need them a lot. And just hearing them and how fired up they were, it was a lot of fun.
To sweep a team with 70 wins, what does that say about the way you guys are playing right now?
Well, like I said, you know, we're playing good baseball. We're playing complete baseball. I feel like the way we played lately, we haven't been able to do that really the whole first half. I mean, as far as like we're pitching, we're hitting, we're playing defense, like we're, you know, I remember I said, you know, we haven't put it all together yet, and I feel like this homestand, we were able to put it all together.
You jumped on the first pitch. Were you looking for something specifically there?
No, I wasn't. I was trying to stay on his sinker. I'm trying to get it middle in, and I just loaded early, and I was able to recognize that slider pretty early and just put a good swing on it.
When Hicks bunted in the second and then went foul, did you think he was going to do it again? Look at you played in a little bit.
Yeah, I played a little in. Yeah, I thought he was going to do it.
Are
I mean, he showed twice.
If
I'm back, yeah, but you can't play back there, you know. Or I thought he was going to bunt. I mean, you know, you take any knock you can in the big leagues, but that was a pretty sweet knock.
He's over 32. He's just trying to get something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, he had a great game today. Yeah, I mean, I was covering the bunt.
Nolan, correct me if I'm wrong, but it definitely feels like, at least watching, that there is just a different team on the field. It's full of conviction, that there is just this interline belief that no matter what, there's going to be a response. What do you think has led to that change?
Well, I think, you know, obviously signing those arms is great, but I think it all goes back to Yadi just being here. There's something about his presence that changes everything. You know, he's just one of your leaders. He's one of your guys. I mean, just having him back behind the plate, calling a great game, and I don't know. It's just his presence, I think, changes everything for us, and that's what I think it is.
For you, I mean, we saw the crowd's reaction, and obviously very pumped up. This is the second time in a row I've asked you about your reactions and your emotions. But
yeah,
for that moment, the fist pump to the crowd, and what's the message you're trying to send there?
Yeah, I mean, I think just, you know, it was a big homer. You know, it was just great to see his answer back, you know, after, you know, they took the lead. You know, I feel like in the first half, we would have had trouble rallying there, and it's just great to see us like fighting and just working at bats against a good arm, good pitchers over there, and just got fired up just to take the lead, and you know, we needed that, and it was just a lot of fun.
You go back to Denver with a first place team now, how's that gonna feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna be a little different, but it's always tough to play there, you know. It's always, those games are always kind of crazy. They're kind of similar to how it is today, you know. It's just kind of wild like that. So we got to come in hungry and ready to go.
How many games did this one seem like it was today? It was more than one, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just happy we have a day off tomorrow for sure. That was a rough one. I mean, it was a great win. It would have been rough if we'd have lost, but you know, you can play as long as you want, as long as you get the win, it's all right.
Does Denver still stir emotions for you going back there?
I mean, we'll see. I mean, probably as far as walking through the tunnel, getting to my locker, I'll feel that. Stepping on the field, but when you step on the field from the other dugout, it doesn't really have that same, that same feel. But walking through the tunnel, I'll probably feel that. Seeing some people that I know from over there that I care about. Sure. It'll be cool.
I can see a day off being important after six draining games like this. I mean, the Cubs play you tough too.
Yeah. I mean, the Cubs always plays tough, but yeah. I mean, if we needed a day off, tomorrow would be the day.
This is the most fun he thinks he's ever had playing baseball this weekend.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I just, there's something about our crowd and the energy. It just feels like, like a playoff atmosphere and kind of that energy. Just, I don't know, I think we're all just kind of feeding off it and we know what's at stake. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about Paulie. I mean, that's why when we saw him in Washington, we're just happy he's back. But, he's a grinder. It's great to see him have success. I said it earlier, he probably should have more success because he's lined out a lot since he's been back up. But he's just playing good baseball, and we're happy to have him back.